For listening to Om Times Radio. The following is an encore presentation.
Rebecca.
Welcome to Joy of Business with host Simone Millicis, a dynamic business leader with a difference. Simone has founded and operated many businesses from a young age and has always done business differently. Today, Simone is the worldwide coordinator of Access Consciousness and travels the world presenting Joy of Business programs using access tools and empowering people to know that they can create business in a different way and make money doing it. Simone Millicis, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Om Times and welcome to the show with Joy Business, Simone Millicis. And we've got today Rebecca Hull. So thank you for joining me, Rebecca.
Hey, Simone. Thanks.
I'm very excited about this for a couple of reasons, because this show is called Getting a Million Things Done with Ease, right? But also, you are one of the amazing millennial people that we have available, which is such a X, Y generation, all of that. They're like, how do these people think? How do they function? How do they? I mean, I just did an interview in Dubai with the magazine and for hoteliers, and that was one of the main things that they were concerned about, all the CEOs. They didn't know how to interact with the sort of like old school gentlemen, people working in the hotel versus the young kids that were coming up just, you know, calling people like, hey, Greg, instead of, you know, Mr. Ward or whatever that is. And they were like, how do we use all of their talents and abilities? So it's an interesting thing to have a look at. So how does it feel to be a go-getting millennial?
Well, for me, the thing is it feels like normal, like, which I know to other people seems really strange, but really, like, it's one of those things that I've just been so much that I'm like, what are you talking about?
Exactly. So let me tell all the guests a little bit, that people are listening, a little bit about you. So Rebecca Hulse actually works with Joy Business, and she's an ongoing work in progress and walking proof that impossible is temporary in a body. At 13, she began a career as a public speaker and to date has spoken to 300 teens on the power of choice to make their dreams a reality. By age 20, every item on her bucket list was checked off, so she began creating a new one with a godzillion more adventures to accomplish. So far, the results have been fast and fantastic. From her cozy Christchurch home in New Zealand, Rebecca Hulse reaches a global audience from Australia, Canada, the Caribbean, the US, Europe. How did it happen? She never believed in limitations. Instead, the possibilities have always been endless in her point of view. Her first two decades on planet Earth yielded a multifaceted communications career spanning every genre, words, movement, workshops, dance, and beyond. Rebecca has loved, seduced, and ravished life, and it's returned the same to her multiple times. God, that almost makes me want to cry. Her writing has been featured in Mind Body Green, Not Salmon, Wild Sister, My Yoga Online, Elephant Journal, Girlfriendology, Classy Career Girl, TaraWarner.com, and AccessConsciousness.com, just to name a few. So you've done so much, and you are at the ripe old age of, what, is it 22?
Yeah.
I was just being a naughty girl at 22. That's all I had to show for it. So the topic for today is getting a million things done with ease. And it's like, I mean, people often have trouble coordinating all the different parts of their business or their life as well. Like they try and, you know, create that thing where they're, you know, separating it, or they're trying to, you know, must have time off, you know, which is sort of ends up being as much a detriment to you than a contribution, because if you have something that's sort of like a necessity, then you're always fighting to have it or keep it or choose it or prove it or whatever that is, rather than actually, all right, what choices could you make today? And it's like, how can we make this easy? So we have a bunch of questions that were sent in for you, Rebecca. So let's start with those questions.
Yeah.
So the first one is, when does multitasking become a distraction? Which is a big question, because that's what I think most people go to, that they get distracted rather than actually using it as a contribution.
Yeah, well, to me, you have to look at how you function. Like, if you're the kind of person that really loves, like, diving into something and going at it, like, and, like, I don't know, maybe luxuriating in the experience, then multitasking probably isn't going to work for you. But if you have like a brain that goes everywhere naturally all at once, and then you go and you think about this, and then this happens, and then you're looking at this project over here, and then you just get an idea for this one, then like that's when you need to look at, like, if your brain works like that naturally, then multitasking is something that can work for you. It's only when you judge it and you think that you shouldn't work like that or that you should work like that, that it becomes funky and it does become a distraction.
And, you know, one of the things I've noticed is the ability for people to extrapolate. And it's like I'm a great extrapolator. No, what does that mean? And it's like, you, for me, it almost feels like I've got these projects or, you know, things that I'm working on or whatever, and you've just thrown them all up into the air, and the whole entire universe is also contributing to it. And then it's like, okay, so who do I have to speak to today? Where do I have to go? What am I choosing today? And to me, they come up like bold and italic sort of thing. It's like, hey, me over here. And it's like being able to pull all those things into fruition now. And also the one thing I see that people do is when they feel, quote unquote, like they have a zillion things to do, they will push things away and they will destroy future possibilities rather than go, okay, there's a hell of a lot on right now. What questions can I ask? And who or what else can I add to my business? Who or what else can I add to my life? What would it take for this to be easy? And what requires me today? Like, it doesn't mean that you have to work on every single thing, every single hour of the day.
Just mentioned so much in there in such a short amount of time. I just really want people to know that you heard that. Like, you, at the very beginning, you talked about, like, throwing everything up into the air and asking the universe to contribute to it. Like, that's one thing that we forget so easy. So, like, that is such a big part of it, is you are not the only one that has to work on everything and do it all and remember it all and be responsible for all of it. You're allowed to have other things and elements and people contribute to it.
Makes it a lot more fun, doesn't it?
And it makes it a lot more easy. Like, I read something that Gary Douglas said in the reference material where he talks about, like, if a crane hasn't dropped, like, something on your head yet, the universe has your back. And it just had such, like, an epiphany for me of, oh, my God, I'm a contribution. Like, I'm here for a reason. Like, the universe actually wants my care. It has not tried to kill me yet. Like, this is okay. And then I realized, like, funny epiphany, that, okay, well, if the universe has my back, then how much more is it wanting to contribute to me that I haven't been willing to let it?
Ooh, nice. So everything that that is, and everywhere that you haven't been allowing the universe to contribute to you because you've been so busy trying to be the control freak of magnitude. Can we destroy and uncreate it? Time to go, yes. Cillian. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. I like that. Okay, so let's talk about to-do lists. Are they essential?
If you like them.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so I am a to-do list person. Like, I have all these things going on in my head, but I wait until they're all, like, up in the air, as you said before, Simone, and then I go, okay, let's, like, map out everything that this is. So it's not so much of a to-do list as a mapping out of everything that I'm aware of.
One of the things I would say, Rebecca, I would explain you as a very organized person. Like, I love working on the Joy Business team. Because I feel like if you've got it, you've got it. It's like you won't drop the ball. It's organized. It's like that's one of the ways I would describe you. Many ways.
Thank you. And what's funny, and I'll say this for all those other people, is that I don't feel like I'm organized at all. So, and I was talking to Gary about this when Simone said to him, look at how organized Rebecca is. And I said, I don't feel organized at all. And he told us, if you feel like you're organized, you might not be. But if you feel like you're not organized, it may well be that you are. So a little bit of that, everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be, can come into play here.
I like that, because most people, what do? Go into judgment, and they go into judgment of themselves, rather than actually being willing to claim, own, acknowledge the capacities that you have. So everywhere that you haven't been willing to claim or acknowledge the capacities that you do have to do a million things at once, and are maybe organized or even not organized. That's okay. And everything at that is times are godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot all night, shorts, boys and beyond. So I know we are going to a break soonish, but let's do one more question here. What about, is setting goals or targets important in doing business?
Again, like, this all falls back to how you function. Like, to me, setting goals and targets can be a bit of a limitation, because then you have something that you have to strive towards and you can push out all the other things that you could be aware of, like, out of the way. Which is, again, like pushing everything else that could be a contribution out of the way. So for me, it's more like, oh, what if we could do this? And then looking at everything that it would take to create that. And what if we could add this as well would be more of the way that I would do this in business. So say for, like, we have some classes coming up, and one of the things I'm asking for one particular high-end class is, what would it take to, like, totally sell out this class in the next month? And we have so many different classes available to do that, that it's very easy to just go, oh, well, we would need to do this, and then we could also add this, and then have we got this already? And just to have this little dialogue and conversation with the energy of what it would take to bring that to fruition.
And I think one of the things that you sort of touched on away there too, Rebecca, is the ability and the willingness to change anything in a nanosecond. And it's sort of like,
yeah,
if you have these places where you're heading, but the energy changes. The universe has your back. The universe is not a control freak like you are. So sometimes it shows you something different. And instead of going, no, this is where I'm heading, this is what I've got to do, it's like, oh, okay, what's actually going to create more here? What's going to be more expansive? And it's like, what, you know, what could I choose here? What are my choices? Because every single choice you make will open up a whole branch of possibilities. And then you choose one. And you don't have to keep it to it. It's like, you know, we talk about choice being in 10-second increments. It's like you make a choice, and it's like a possibility shows up. Ask another question, there's a whole lot more possibilities show up. So what if you were willing to live with possibilities, function from question and choice, and not from this place of, like, being headstrong and you have to head somewhere in particular? Like, what if you were willing to play with the universe, play with the business, and play with your money?
We could do an entire day on choosing and changing in a nanosecond. That is a topic for forever. But, yeah, how cool.
I love it.
What we
All right, so we'll be back
next.
Soon. We're off to a break, and we'll be off soon. And I mean, back soon.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
The Laying On of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life-balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hey, everybody. You're back here with Simone Millicent. So I'm actually in Copenhagen, Denmark at the moment. I know, all over the world, all over the place. And Rebecca, you're in Copenhagen too, aren't you?
Not yet. I'm currently in Legoland, which is still in Denmark, just not in Copenhagen.
Now, I was telling Brendan last night, my partner, that you were in Legoland. He goes, what do you mean Legoland? What's Legoland? What is Legoland?
Legoland is like an amusement park for every single Lego fan in the world. There is rides, there is miniature cities of like New York and different parts of Scandinavia. There is 3D movies about Lego, and there is actually, I think, 65 million pieces of Lego in the park.
Wow. Okay, so what I'm going to ask, Rebecca, can you post some of your photos up on the Joy Business Facebook page?
Absolutely.
So I'm sure it's not just me that wants to see what Legoland looks like.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a fun and delight. And, like, what a great chance to just play and to dive back into your creativity. Like, I realized when I was thinking about this whole doing a million things with ease, I was having a conversation with my friend, and then I was building Lego, and I was looking at everything around me, and I was thinking about a new business idea. And I was like, oh, this is doing a million things with ease, even though I'm in a children's amusement park right now.
Oh, I think it might not just be for children.
I definitely not.
But let me ask you a question. You are doing a million things with ease, right? Now, also, did you go to judgment, or did you just enjoy everything?
I really enjoyed it, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key thing, because it's like, I mean, you know, I'm sitting here right now doing this pre-record radio show. I have 253 unread emails in my inbox. But as soon as I finish this show, I'm getting dressed and I'm going out to a beautiful, nice, fine dining restaurant here in Copenhagen. And I'm not thinking, oh, my goodness, I should be looking at these emails. It's like, you know what? I know the people I'm going out to lunch with, it's always this creative capacity as well, that something always shows up that adds to my life and adds to my business, adds to access consciousness, adds to everything. So it's like, what if you are willing to actually have those moments where you do go out and enjoy yourself, and it's not this, you know, must work from, I mean, that's actually more of the millennial crew. It's like, I know my dad used to go to work at 7 a.m. in the morning and come home at 8 p.m. at night, and quite often it was 7 days a week. But it was that, definitely that mentality of like, must put hours in, must do, you know, all of this. So everything at that is, and everywhere that you're functioning from that, thinking that you'll make more money, that your business will be more successful, that you'll, you know, you have to do it that way, where you destroy and uncreate it. Time to go swimming, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And where's your Lego land today? Like, find your Lego land. So we've got so many questions here. So let me go to a couple more here. I like this one because this is, I learnt this the hard way. Do I have to close one business in order to open and run another? And how do I keep all those balls in the air without losing the plot?
Yeah, you can only do one business at a time. That's that access consciousness and joy of business and everyone else's businesses have become so successful. They focus. They put in hard work. No, I'm totally kidding. The more you can create, to me, the easier the others seem to run for some reason. And if you ask your businesses to tell you when they need you, like, hey, give me a what's up, then they will, and they will not hammer lightly.
Okay, tell me more about that. Like, what does that look like? Like, business is actually giving you notice.
Yeah, so I ask every different project that I work on, like, hey, if I'm dropping the ball here, or if I'm, like, not creating something that's kind of urgent, can you, like, give me a bow? Like, let me know. And they do. So then all these different projects that I have, because I generally like to have 10 to 20 things on my plate at a time, and they will. They'll come into either my awareness, or I get an email from someone, or there would be a notification of some kind. Maybe I set a reminder, or it would just be like this thought that would just keep smacking me in the head, like, hey, you need to do this now. Hey, have you thought about this? Hey, did you realize this is going on? And when you don't have the judgment of you that you haven't done it yet, then it's like, oh, there's that notification I asked for, rather than, oh, my God, I'm losing it. I have way too many things going on, and now I've dropped the ball on this. And the universe is just trying to go, hey, here's that reminder you asked for. So that no judgment.
But tell me, So tell me about procrastination, because one of the things I notice is people always go, oh, I'm procrastinating all the time. And I don't believe that people do procrastinate. I believe that there's just sort of more information that hasn't shown up yet. And, you know, with all of everything that you're saying, and it's like, I get it, that's how I function. And I can feel people going, yeah, but it's too easy. And it's like, you know, and I procrastinate and I, you know, all this sort of stuff. So it's like, what tools could you give to someone?
Well, A, they're right. Like, if they've decided that they're procrastinating, they are procrastinating. The tool, your point of view creates your reality, is really true. And again, like, I'm sure that Simone has talked about light and heavy, and what's light for you is true for you, and what's heavy for you is a lie for you. So if there is something that we're saying that's not light for you, don't go with it. But with this, like with procrastination, if you've decided that you're procrastinating, you are procrastinating. And you don't have to anymore. It's one of those choices that you do have. And so with this whole thing, like maybe you like the drama of doing it at the last minute, or maybe there's information that you require that you haven't got yet. And so when something is more the, oh, like this feels like this barrier or this block or this wall between doing it, to me, that's the sense of, oh, I need more information about this. Whereas if there's nothing, go for it, Simone.
Well, what about forgetting stuff? And it's like, well, you know, when people think, oh, I've got a million things on at once, and, you know, how do I not forget something?
Well, you can only forget things if you're not willing to be aware.
Ah, awareness. Awareness,
yeah,
and
that
no
thing
judgment.
Again. Don't you hate how everything's so simple? You have two choices, to judge and not to judge, and to be aware or to not be aware. And they contribute to everything.
Hey, I actually have some, let's run these processes. Hang on a second. We had them last night, so on a call we did. So, okay, so if you run these processes, and now when I run these, you can put them on a loop as well. What does that mean? It's like record it yourself and play it during the night. And it's like, and see what shows up. See if something starts to change for you. So if you look at asking, okay, so truth, what are you unwilling to create? And everything at that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, what are you refusing to create? Everything at that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, what are you refusing to be? Everything at that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, what are you refusing to receive? Everything at that is time to godzillion, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And truth, what are you refusing to perceive? Everything at that is time to godzillion, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And then one of my favorites, truth, what are you refusing to know? And everything at that is time to godzillion, where you destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Now, if you, like I said, put these on a loop, if you want to know more about the clearing statement, you can go to a website called theclearingstatement.com, or also go to accessjoyofbusiness.com. We've got more information. But the whole idea is, it's like, I mean, everything that Rebecca's talking about here today, it's like, you know, what if life was meant to be easy? And it's like, what if it was easier than what you're making it? What if you did function from you as an infinite being, have the ability to perceive, know, be, and receive everything? And it's like Rebecca's mentioning, talking about your awareness rather than judgment. And business and money is the two places I see people go to judgment all the time, rather than actually functioning from their awareness. Your awareness could be, you know what, go for a bike ride right now. And it's like going for a bike ride, you might have a zillion ideas, and it's like, or you have clarity on something that you've been looking for clarity on, rather than going, no, I must go to the office and I must nut this out and I must work out the pros and the cons and I must. It's like, it doesn't seem like much fun. I mean, the one thing I get is like, the people I know that have a million, zillion things to do are always having a lot of fun with what they create.
Simone,
so are you willing to have fun
secret.
With what you create?
Jeez,
what?
It's the secret. You're not supposed to tell people that. It's part of the in club thing.
Don't worry. They can't choose it anyway, Rebecca. They won't choose it.
Oh,
they'll listen to it
right.
and just think you and I are crazy. So don't worry
about
it.
They're probably
even though
still
we let
napping.
The secret out.
They're probably still napping like I was when you read those clearings because they were so my number. Like, so if
how's it getting better than that?
Sleep, like I did, just know that those clearings are working really well.
So one of the tools that we've got in Access is what we call light and heavy. Do you want to talk a bit about that? And like, and one of the questions that came in was, do you prioritize by light and heavy?
Yeah, so we mentioned that already, that the tool of light and heavy is another really awfully simple and terribly easy tool. It's when you, if you look at something and it creates a lightness in your world. Now, when I started, this process of being aware of this does change over the time. When I started, it felt like it was easier to breathe for me in my body when something was light. And then anything that's heavy for you is a lie for you. Anything that feels slightly contracted or heavy is a lie for you. And for me, when I first started, that felt like the entire weight of the world was sitting on my nose. That was the way that I started with light and heavy, because I didn't really know how to work with this tool. And eventually it's grown out and out and out of my body until it's now I can just perceive in the universe that it's lighter or that it's heavier. But I did start with just my nose.
Yeah, and you know what? I also started doing it with things like going out to dinner, going to lunch, meeting someone for coffee. Because it was so, it's not something that was like, ooh, this is like, you know, a judgeable offense, but it was like, okay, so does it feel light to actually go out to dinner? Or does it feel heavy? Because just because you know, everyone else is going to this Thai restaurant, you might not want to go out. So it's like, okay, it feels heavy. Okay, for what reason does it feel heavy? So will it create more for me if I go or don't go? So if you start with these little choices, and it's like Rebecca's talking about, then it becomes this, you just become it. You become the awareness of knowing what's actually going to create more and what's not going to create more.
And what I love about this tool is, like, you just mentioned so many different things from there, and it all comes from being willing to start using light and heavy, because it puts you into question, which we talk about all the time as being in the question. So light and heavy is a really great tool for that. It also gets you to start looking at what actually works for you. And it gets you to look at what you're creating in your life, whether it will generate and create more, it will create more contraction of the things that don't work for you. And there's so much more that we have to say about this. This is another hour
long discussion.
And we're
going to a break, so we'll be back
really
soon.
You just have to practice light and heavy.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would your business and life like to be bigger? Would you like to have more fun with everything you do? Simone Millicis travels the world facilitating Joy of Business seminars. These classes are for you if you would like to create more money and joy, expand your business, and work smarter, not harder. Simone will be visiting the U.S. and facilitating the Joy of Business classes this summer in Houston, Texas. Join her live or watch the online seminar from the comfort of your own home. go to www.accessjoyofbusiness.com/Houston to register and for more information.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, everyone, we're back. How does it get better than this? And I love that there was an advert for my classes there. I'm so excited. Actually, coming to the U.S. and doing classes on the 30th and 31st of August and 1st of September, 3 days of Joy of Business. And like, you know, that was actually my friend Chris recording that advert. Like he said, you can jump on live stream, which means you can watch it from your computer. You can watch it in the comfort of your own home, your own office, wherever you want. Your bed. You can lie in bed with me if you want. Or you can come to Houston and actually be there live. So it's going to be lots of fun. I'm super excited about it. Now, before we get to the end of the show and we're rushing to say what you've got available, Rebecca, let's do that now. Because you actually just recently became a Joy Business Facilitator as well. So you are a certified JCF, we call them, Joy Business Certified Facilitators. And you've also got, you've got a bunch of stuff going on. So one of the things that you've got, which I think is super cool, is you've got a program that people can go to called Become a Business Superstar Program. So I love the name of that. It's brilliant. So where can they find that?
Yeah, so that is just on my website, which is www.rebeccaholst.com/superstar. It's a very
superstar.
Easy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Holst, superstar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw people admiring the way that I did business, and I was thinking, well, everyone can have this. Like, what I've learned and what I know isn't special in terms of it's only and exclusively for me. So I've created a program that takes you through every different area that I have an awareness about. For inviting, promotion, and creating business.
I love it. How does it get any better than that?
How
and I love
it?
That you're 22 and people are admiring what you do and you continuously create. Imagine what you're going to have in like 20 years' time. I mean, one
I
of the things that Brendan and I, my partner, it's like we've been together now for 5 years. And the other day we were looking at it and we're like, God, look what we've created in 5 years. It's huge, and it's like it's what some people don't even create in a lifetime. But the one question that we keep asking, which is a great tool, if you are, doesn't even have to be in business with a partner. It's just like if you're choosing to live with them, and so, I mean, I quite often refer to him as my husband. It makes it easier. And it's like if you've got someone in your life like that, ask them, okay, so what else can we create together? Because it's like it might not be like let's make a cake. It's like you're actually creating together, whether that's me creating or him creating. It's like, but energetically, there's a contribution there that is that has more energy and more contribution to it than anything that you could cognitively ask for. So, what can we create together? I mean, even right now, it's like okay, so Rebecca and I, it's like what can we create together? It's like what possibilities are available that we've not yet asked for. And everything at that is times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot all night, shorts, boys and beyond. So we've got a few more questions here. Let's get to, question. How do you continue to move forward when you are waiting for a response? For example, someone to reply on a date, etc.
This is a funny question for me because it's something that Simone and I come across again and again and again on the different projects that we work on that I'm like, oh, we're ready for this. And Simone's like, no, I have 10 other things to do. And I was like, oh, but what about this? And then, oh, but now we have this to talk about. So this, I get this problem or this thing. So this is a constant area of practice and expansion for me of A, to have allowance. That not everyone works to your time zoning, to your time schedule. That's one main thing. And to move on and, okay, what else can I create now?
And also the one thing I'd like to add to that too is the willingness to know, like, I mean, I do work with you with Joy Business and I also work with you with Access. And it's sort of like okay, so I work with Gary Douglas a lot, and it's like there's so many things I would make a choice on, from big things to little things is the way you'd explain it. And yet there's something that'll come up, and I go, oh, it's got a G energy to it. And it's something that people would go look at me and go, why wouldn't you make a choice on that? That seems so basic. But there's an energy to it that I go, no, it's a G question, Gary question. So I'll ask him, because there's something I get energetically. It's like when you're connected to people that much, there's something I get energetically that he's going to have more information. And he'll always come in from, it's a very Aussie saying, but come in from like left field. But it's like come in from a completely different perspective. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, that's it. And then we move forward. But there's other things that I would make choices on that I know that I actually don't need to talk to him about it. So I also think establishing relationships with like that as well. I mean, like I've said to you guys, you've got the green light, go for it. And then there's definitely different places that it's like, okay, so something would have to, you know, I'd have to look at something. Or, but it is, again, that place of the willingness to have the awareness of what's required, when it's required, and if it's required. So
yeah,
everything at that is. And it's a totally different way to work.
Yeah, and like I can feel it. Do the clearing, because I can feel all the different energies of people going, but wait, like in the universes. So let's see if we can clear some of that first. And then
so everything is that is time to Godzilla and just trying to clear it right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all night, shorts, boys and beyond.
Okay, that's better. Like, because there is different elements. Like, it's different if you're working, like, if someone else is that lead person, or if you're the lead person, say if you're working with hosts or with people working for you, like, if you're waiting for a response for them, then asking them a question of just, hey, where are we at with this? Or it's just wanted to know that this is in your awareness kind of thing. It's questions that you can ask for, say, if you are waiting for someone to get back to you on a date. For something that you're creating. But when you are working more in that team sense, or like Simone is with Gary and I am with Simone, then there is this establishing of, okay, so where are these places that I can make a choice, and what is required that they need to have a look at this?
And in the same sense, it's the willingness to stuff up. It's the willingness to stuff up yourself, and it's the willingness to have someone that you work with stuff up. But you know what? From that awareness, from that choice, there is so much more that can show up. And so you have to be in – there's a great book out that Gary and Dane wrote. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on accessconsciousness.com site. It's called 10 Keys to Your Freedom. These are literally 10 tools in this book.
Yeah.
Actually, I might do a show on it one day. And it's like these are 10 tools that will change the way you are with your life, your business, your money, your body, relationships, sex, everything. It's like if you use them, and it's like one of them is interesting point of view. So the tool is interesting point of view. I have that point of view, because it's like the second you have a point of view, you lock yourself up, you lock the situation up. It's like you cut off what possibilities are available, rather than actually having the tool of like, okay, so this is an interesting point of view that someone stuffed up. Interesting point of view that they're not getting back to me. It's like, okay, what questions can I ask? And it's like, is there a different way to do this? But asking questions is imperative to create something more for you, the ease, joy, and glory. Mantra of access, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory, which is the good, the bad, and the ugly. It doesn't mean that everything turns out okay. It's like then you get to deal with the stuff that's a bit crunchy a lot easier. So all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory.
Yeah, so it really makes a difference. Let's move on. Oh, I was just going to say, I recently had a meeting where we brought someone new onto the team, and they were, because we now had this new energy and this new possibility of how we could create together, the stuff from the original two of us came up of, okay, this is what wasn't working, and this also wasn't working. And so there was like a lot of crunch on this meeting, but we knew, because we were willing to ask questions and to be aware of it, that it was just the previous crunches of what wasn't working. And because we knew about it and we could see it, then we didn't have to make it wrong or to judge ourselves. And we warn the other person of like, hey, this is kind of like, this is not as fun as our normal meetings, and thanks for like hanging in there. And that being willing to like acknowledge the awareness of what is actually going on just takes so much out of it and creates that ease that doesn't have to keep you stuck in that energy of, oh, this is like, there's so much stuff coming up around this. Then it's just, there's so much stuff coming up around this. That's cool. Let's change it.
And one of the things that I think is really important to mention that you touched on, Rebecca, is when there is more people added or more things added. It's so funny. It's like people ask for change all the time, yet when change comes, they resist it. And it's like, what if you didn't resist change? Now, change could come in anything. It could come in a new program, a new system, a new office, and it's like, you know, a new receptionist, and it's like, or a new CEO, or a new something. And it's like, but instead of going into resistance, because you no longer have the control the way you had it, or you no longer have the sameness, like everything is not the same, and it's like, ask, okay, so what can this program, this system, this person contribute to the business that I haven't been willing to acknowledge? And it's like, truth, is this actually going to make it easier? I mean, if I look at the Joy Business team, it's changed up over the years and it's been added to. Like, we have 5 people now. Every single time that someone is added, it creates this funk in someone's world that's there because they go into a judgment or the place of thinking that they will no longer have something or they will know that something is missing. And it's like, what if something wasn't missing? What if something was greater? What if something was larger? What if it meant there was more possibilities available? And everything at that is and everywhere that you've been the control freak of magnitude and not allowing the change and the possibilities to show up and actually sitting in resistance to it when you've got a million things to do and this is actually going to make it easier. Truth, where you're destroying uncreative.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all night, and shorts, boys, and beyond.
Wow.
Wow. So next question. What help? Now, I think we're going off to a break soon, but let's ask the question anyway. And then I was going to mention something else. What else was I going to mention? The Joy Business stuff. Anyway, I can't remember. So what helps keeps your team informed of changes in schedule and necessary actions required? So let's see if we can get anything out of you with this before we go off to the break.
Yeah, well, what's funny is that, like with all of us traveling, there is always so much changes in schedule and the different things that are going on. And it is that same thing of being willing to ask questions and for everyone to go, oh, actually, hey, guys, this has to change, rather than, oh, my God, we booked the wrong date and now this doesn't work and all this stuff is happening and so we're going to have to change it. Like, there's such a difference in the energy of, hey, this doesn't work, it has to change, and the wrongness of it changing. And people get it. People understand that, you know, things do change and circumstances do go on and, like, there's so many different elements to business.
And not resisting change.
Yeah.
So let's go to a break and we'll be back really soon with Rebecca Holt and Simone Millicent on Joy of Business. Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on the Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Okay, we're back. Simone Millicent and Rebecca Holt here. on Joy Business Radio Show. One of the things I wanted to ask you guys out there listening, if you have any requests, and it's like you have a request for a topic, etc., that's like send it in to us at ontimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com. Because there's a lot of the time, say, like, you know, this show, and it's like Rebecca and I are talking about things, and there's so many tools in here, and we could literally do a show on one of them as well. So if you've got any requests, ontimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com. And if you'd like to find out more about those classes that I've got at the end of August, it's accessjoyofbusiness.com/Houston. Now, there's also a couple more facilitators in the U.S., Joy Business facilitators, that will be doing classes, one-day classes, Business 101, brilliant classes. They will change literally the way you start to look at your business, be in your business, and choose your business. And you don't have to be in business to go. It's like, well, the way we look at it is your business is your life and your life is your business, and it's about creation. So you can go get off to one of those classes. You can find them on accessjoybusiness.com too. There's Heather Nichols, I think, is based in Colorado. You've got Dana Lewis based in San Francisco. And I think there's, I don't know, they're doing classes all over the place. So check it out on the website.
Yeah, and so, I also just want to say, guys, like, if you haven't yet read the Joy of Business book, it's one of the things I've given people a copy recently, and I'm just seeing the different ways that they're so easily integrating these different tools and ideas and ways of functioning into their lives and their jobs and their businesses. So if you're looking at these tools and going, yeah, but I don't really get how this is going to quite relate to me yet or to my life, like, I get it. And maybe you want to just pick up a copy of the book, Joy of Business, and see if that can give you more of a pragmatic insight into, okay, this is how it can apply to me.
And interesting enough, it's like,
don't join the book club either.
Yeah, we have a great book club. It's a monthly book club. It's been awesome. So, but you can get on Amazon.com, normal places, Joy of Business. It's actually translated into 6 different languages, so including English. We've got 7 languages, and it's such a thrill for me when we get the feedback, especially from, you know, like Germans and the Croatians and the Polish and all that stuff, to, you know, get the feedback of them so grateful for the tools. And, I mean, like literally in tears, people are just, the gratitude is amazing. And that gratitude is actually what keeps me going as well and keeps me sort of, you know, moving forward and keeping me doing the million things at once. So everywhere that you haven't been willing to receive the gratitude for what you are creating, and listen to the people around you who are incredibly grateful for you, because that gratitude can create more for you. It creates a different energy. So everything is that is times of Godzillion, right? And on good and bad, pock and pot all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And if you receive that gratitude and that contribution, you'll receive a lot more beyond what you've ever imagined possible.
That's terrible.
It's terrible. It's awful. Don't do it. Refuse the gratitude. So, okay, so the next question for you, might be the last one, I'm not sure, is what is a question to ask someone when they are not in allowance of me functioning in my creative, quote-unquote, doing a million things all at once?
Now, I really wanted to talk about this question because I have had this a lot, like as one of those Generation Y / Generation Why Not millennial crazy people that flits around the world and works on any project that she pleases and works for the weirdest people in the world. Like, I definitely do not get any judgment or any weirdness from other people on what I'm choosing at all. But the thing is that this question that this person's asked is, it's not really something that you can talk about to them. They get to choose what they get to choose. And if they don't like that you do a million things at once, or that you're crazy, or that you're creative, or that you do things weirdly, then that's not something for you to go and change in them. That's just doing what they are doing to you. So what if instead you got to go, oh, that person doesn't like the way I function or doesn't like the way I do things. They're judging me. Okay, cool. What would it take to have allowance of that? And is this something that I would like in my life?
And I guess keep choosing what you're choosing. Like, I had someone one day tell me that I didn't know how to relax. And I started looking at it going, gosh, maybe I don't know how to relax. And then I was like, okay, let's have a look at this. What's their definition of relaxing? And I was like, oh, their definition of relaxing is sitting in front of the TV for hours on end. And I was like, yeah, I guess they're right. I have no idea how to relax, because to me that would be, I couldn't do that. But to me, I'd go for a run or go for a walk on the beach or go for a bike ride or, you know, have a nice glass of wine outside in the veranda with my husband or whatever. And it's like, so what if you didn't actually take on other people's points of view and learn what works for you?
Right, exactly. And once you know what does really work for you and that what is something and what does light you up and that you do like to be crazy or you do like to be normal or you like to pretend to be normal while being crazy, then when someone goes into this space of what you're doing is weird or wrong or you shouldn't do it, then you get to go, okay, and then continue doing what you want to do. Like, it doesn't create this charge or this massive Trojan war in your universe.
So not buying other people's judgments is real. So let's do this too. All the projections, expectations, separations and judgments that you have bought into that are not real, where you destroy and uncreate it, right now, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, and all the projections, expectations, separations, judgments you have of you, yourself, where you destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Okay, so let's go to one more question here. Okay, this one I'm going to do. So any questions to create the muscle and ease of having lots of projects, classes, and how to flow energy to all and not go into the contraction of contributing, creating to one class at a time, that is classes in 6 months, 12 months, etc.
Yeah, so this comes to the choice of choosing to focus or choosing to be aware. So if you look at the energy of focusing, then it does have this exclusion of, okay, this one thing and nothing else. Whereas if you look at the energy of awareness with all different projects, then it kind of shoots out and you can be aware of everything. And you could choose to bring one into the front, maybe, but you don't exclude the rest of them. So to, I think questions about this is, one of the things that I ask for is, what would it take to outcreate my capacities today? Or what would it take to outcreate my capacity with a million things?
And everything is that, it's time to go zillion. Yeah. Right, and I'm good in that, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. You know, I'd like to add to this too, because the thing is, it's like if you judge what is required. So say, I mean, this person, I think, is a facilitator of access. So they're talking about the classes that they have coming up, one in 6 months, 12 months, you know, 2 years, et cetera. And it's like, it could be anything. It could be a project or a business, et cetera. But if you judge that each one requires a certain amount of time or requires the same thing, then you'll try and work out, it's like, okay, so I've given to this one for this much and this one for this much. I mean, if you look at children, if you have children, it's like you can love them all, and yet every now and then, one of the children requires more attention. So, and it doesn't mean it's based on judgment, it's based on separation. It's based on, this is what's required at this moment. Like, you know, I have classes coming up in Dublin, in Houston, in India, and I just had one in Dubai and South Africa. And it's like, so instead of going, okay, have we done this for this, tick the box, and it's like, you end up ticking the box anyway, but you still ask a question. Which class requires me today? Which project, which business requires me today? Because the one that's happening in 12 months' time may actually require more from you at the moment than the one that's happening next week. But you've got to be willing to ask questions, and you've got to be willing to get out of any judgment of the projection and expectation. It's like projections and expectations will just lock you up. I mean, even Buddha says that you should have no expectations. If you have expectations, you'll always lead to disappointment. I mean, if you have an expectation, have you ever been, you know, grateful and happy for what showed up? Or do you always feel at a loss and feel like you've lost something? So everything is that is,
right.
Please, 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 destroy and uncreate all of your expectations. Times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And the other thing is, especially if you do have a lot of classes going on, is would you even want them or desire them to be the same?
No.
Like, right. Like, it sounds to me, like, so boring. Like, oh, we have to do the same different things to every single class, and we have to promote them the same way, and we have to present them the same way, and we're going to cover the exact same material, and I'm even going to control the people in the class so they ask the questions, so it was like the last class I had. Like, who does that, or who desires that?
Well, that's not where success shows up, though, either.
And it's not like
success
really.
Is the place of allowing the universe to assist you. And if you aren't doing something like classes or you have clients, as you know, every single client is completely different. And it's like, and they're different on a different day. And it's like each question that is asked will create a different energy and create a different possibility. So it's not about working it out at all.
Yeah, and so, like, while there's these different, like, logistical elements that happen in every class, like, yeah, keep a list of those and keep tabs on those and, okay, where are we at with this? And if I'd never ever done a class before at all, what would I create with this? Like, if I had no reference point for creating this, what would I choose?
Oh, I like that. If you had no reference points, what would you create? What would you choose? The other tool that I have for this question too is if you look at the energy of what you have created somewhere, like say you have just done a class and it's like even if it was a small class, you know, a big money spinner, not a money spinner, whatever that is, get the energy of what was created in that class and ask that energy to contribute to the next one.
Yeah.
So if you're in sales and it's like you're selling something and it's like get the energy of every sale that you've ever made and ask that to contribute to the next sale. It's like, because every single thing has consciousness, whether you're selling white goods, you could be selling fridges and ovens. It's like, but everything has consciousness. So it's like, if you ask all of those sales, all of those clients, all of those projects that you've already contributed to, ask that to contribute to the future. And everything it doesn't allow it to show up, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pot, all night, children's boys and beyond. Yes.
Like, the thing with this that you're saying, Simone, that's brilliant, is that because so many of us creative types, especially in business, want to start from scratch every single time to create that sense of newness. But instead, you can ask it to build upon, because if you look at it that way, then you have a different platform of which you're creating every single time. So rather than having to dive down to the bare rock surface to have your starting from new or the starting from a new place, you have a different place to start from every single time.